Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Welcome to Walken's Week, everybody. First off, I think we should just start off with Christopher, I think you should read the statement that you've prepared for everybody.
All right, Nigel. I feel really bad about last week's show. Apparently, the word I was using a lot on the show is actually offensive towards people of the African persuasion. I thought it was an endearing term from their homeland, you know, Niger?
Yeah, no.
So I thought that they were like, hey, we're N-ers from Niger.
Well, I guess the important point is you learned your lesson.
Yeah, I'll never say the word again so long as I live.
All right, I guess we could just...
Going forward from just now, right. I won't say again.
Okay, you're just going to have to stop there, and I guess we'll just move on.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead, Christopher, and go ahead and tell us what was Walken's Week.
What? No, small talk again? We're just going to go from the apology to nothing?
That was the time that we were going to use for small talk, because you wouldn't shut up last time, and so you had to issue your apology.
Okay, well, I apologize to my brothers in the hood.
Okay.
I didn't mean to cause offense. There is nothing in the world that I love more. Then I love the Biggie Smalls. I love the Tupac. I listen to him all the time. Ice Cube, the Chris Tucker, Eddie Murphy. I just watched The Wiz the other week. Best goddamn show I've ever seen in my life. I love, you know, the people from Nigeria.
Okay.
Anyways, all right, on with your thing.
All right, so go ahead, Christopher, and tell us what was Walken's Week.
This week, I discovered that lions have gigantic balls.
Did you go to the zoo?
Yeah.
And they had a lion at the zoo?
Yeah, they had a lion. He had huge nuts.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
What do you think they use them for?
What do you use your nuts for?
I just wondered why they're so big.
I use mine, their reservoir for urine.
No.
So when you pee, that's where it comes from. That only makes sense. Think of it logically. Well, put it together.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
That's where your pee goes, is into the little sacks there. They fill up with urine, you squeeze it out.
You squeeze them?
Yeah.
Isn't that uncomfortable?
Well, I don't squeeze them hard. You ever tried to get water out of one of them canvas canteens, you know?
Yeah.
Like Davy Crockett style? Trying to squeeze the water out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
All right.
You don't squeeze it hard. You just squeeze it until the liquid comes out.
It's going along a line of questioning I don't want to follow. We saw the lion with the huge balls.
Yeah, I was like, holy God. They're down to his little kneecaps.
What was he doing?
He's sitting there. That's what lions do.
Yeah, most of the time they sleep.
They just sit there.
It's like 20 hours a day they're sleeping.
Yeah, they sit there, they yawn at me, they look around, and then they just lay down. Kind of a boring animal. Mm-hmm. My cat at home, Crackers. I had a dog named Crackers, but I named my cat Crackers.
Right.
In his memory, in loving memory of Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Since Crackers turned to goo on my porch. Like I said, apparently if you leave them in the sun too long, they just turn into a big, big puddle of liquid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Crackers, he's fucking running around the house all the time, meowing at me and stuff. I mean, he's way more active than them fucking lions with the huge balls.
If you had to tow around giant-ass balls, it might make you a little bit sluggish because you don't want to slap them against a bunch of stuff as you're running around. Mm. It's probably pretty heavy, too.
Yeah, it's probably like one of them, you know, them old-timey ball and chains that you have in the prisons. You know, they put them on there for a reason. They couldn't get away. I think they should go back to that, personally. I think there'd be way less jailbreaks.
Yeah.
If you had, like, an iron ball attached to your leg running around. Or they could just make their balls huge.
Or attach the iron ball to their balls.
That seems a little cruel.
Help them pee.
Yeah. It's true. Actually, it might cut off the water flow Because you'd have to tighten it around.
Yeah, just tighten it just enough.
We should look into this. Maybe we could get a patent.
Yeah, I don't think we should do that.
No?
I don't think it'll go anywhere.
You're always so offended by everything I say.
What would it be called? The balls, ball, and chain?
Maybe something a little more catchy than that. Like the prison break stopper.
Yeah, it's so much more catchy.
The PBS. You shorten it. That's what acronyms are for.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of an acronym. Isn't Dan Aykroyd?
Yes.
You know, the guy from Coneheads.
Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acronym.
It's different.
Dan Acronym.
You know he has his own vodka?
He has vodka? Yeah. Acronym has a vodka?
Crystal Skull Vodka.
What is it? DA?
It's Crystal Skull Vodka because he's a big believer in ancient aliens.
Have you seen that show?
Yeah, I have.
Have you watched that show?
Yeah.
They convinced that aliens did everything.
Well, who's to say they didn't?
History.
What if you...
Read a book.
What if you had sex with the queen and went back in time?
If I had sex with the queen and went back in time and caused something, somebody would go, an alien did it.
Maybe that's what happened.
He was a white guy, came out of the sky, showed up in a giant floating phone book vagina. Or a booth. Whatever. That's what they'd think, that UFO people, you know, they'd be like, oh... This great man from the sky.
So doesn't it make sense?
No. Mel Gibson told me about the fucking flying back in time in the queen's vagina.
Right.
And the ADHD kids from Norcon. You know? Anyway, so lions, giant balls.
Right.
Huge.
Brings a whole new meaning to the term Thundercat.
Huh?
Trying to make a
Transformers? And Michael Bay.
No. Thundercats was a cartoon.
Yeah, Michael Bay made a movie out of it.
No, it was another cartoon, not Transformers. He might make a movie out of it.
What's the difference?
I don't know, I never watched it.
So are they like cat people?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And they have like robots that they get into.
I think that you're thinking of that other show, Transformers. Voltron?
No.
Power Rangers?
No, it's like that, but they're instead of like normal kids or teenagers, they're cat people.
Cat people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sleepwalkers? Did you ever see that movie? It was written by Stephen King?
No.
It's like cat people walking around.
No.
And then they're scared of cats, which doesn't make any sense to me.
I haven't seen that one.
Go home tonight, watch Sleepwalkers.
So they're cat people, but they're scaredy cats?
Yeah, they're scaredy cats. But they're cats.
Uh-huh. But why would they be scared of them?
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. That's Stephen King. He's a kooky fuck.
He's an idiot. All right, well, that was Walken's Week, everybody.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.